be the best. I want to be the best. Simple and plain. That's why I play the game. But to be the best, you have to win. And that's what drives me.
He's the best player in the game. It's just that simple. There's nothing that Kobe Bryant can't do. He will defend your best player. He will shoot from the perimeter. He will get all in your mug. He will do whatever it takes. He is the most complete basketball player in the game today, bar none. He has an assassin's mentality. I said this when the trade went down, and I'll repeat it again. Who's starving more for an NBA World Championship more than Kobe Bryant? There is no one. This guy is highly motivated.
What separates Kobe from the pack?
More than Kobe Bryant. There is no one.
All right, everyone. Hello and welcome into the Poor Sports Podcast. So this episode is going to be a little bit different. It's just going to be about a 20 to 30 minute tribute to the now deceased, unfortunately and tragically, Kobe Bryant, and the tragic accident that happened yesterday, so Sunday. We are recording here on Monday, so this is going to be a little bit of a different episode. There's not going to be any betting. There's not going to be anything like that. It's just going to be a quick kind of emergency podcast, if you will, in tribute to the aforementioned Kobe Bryant. So all of us are here today. We're all in studio. And so, of course, I'm Jake, your host. I've got Jeremy with me, and I've got Lee with me as well. We're all in Hamilton. So let's just kind of start off where, like, not, you don't necessarily have to say where you were, but what were just your initial reactions as the news was coming out, whenever you were seeing all the reporting on social media? Did you have friends talking to you? Just kind of give me your first initial reactions. Jeremy, you can go ahead.
So I saw it on social media first, and it was just from an unverified account. And I was like, this seems like one of those tweets that was just randomly generated and spit out something.
Yeah.
And the wrong person retweeted it, and it's gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 minutes later, I check, and
it wasn't.
Everyone was reporting it on it, and the numbers were all different, which was like kind of giving me like a pause for hope.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, okay, something. If people are reporting different things, this could just all be wrong, a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Probably the most famous person in my life that I can remember dying, and like we all are huge into sports, and
yeah,
Kobe was kind of huge.
Yeah.
He absolutely was huge in the world of sports, not just basketball.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, Lee, let's just talk about your first kind of, yeah.
Yeah, just on Jeremy's point, like, I grew up, I'm a little younger than you guys, but I grew up watching Kobe. I was actually Kobe for Halloween the one year when I was just, like, right in the basketball, that type of thing.
Sure.
So he was, like, one of the first guys I started watching. But I almost was, like, you kind of saw it yesterday, like, Cassius Winston. Did you see that? He's the Michigan State point guard, and how he found out was right after the game. Izzo, the coach, yeah, told him as he was doing the post-game interview. So
Kobe? Bryant? That's what he said.
Yeah,
you could see the mouse go, Kobe? Bryant?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't.
No,
we're all not expecting it.
Yeah, because we had talked about it in our group chat that we have here with that. And first I didn't see it because all I saw was Suzanne, our Instagram.
Our social media.
Just sent an attachment, so I wasn't watching it. But then all of a sudden, phone starts blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything like that. And that's, I guess, how I saw it. As soon as I saw that there was a verified source, I guess it's TMZ, which is a
TMZ's TMZ, but TMZ's right a lot more times than they are wrong. It seems
I guess more or less what I was going to go on that was that there are, like, did you see the comments from the sheriff's department
that they were mad at TMZ
for not even letting them get to the
that's the world we live in, which
I was about to say, because you got to think how many clicks, how many profile things, right? For TMZ, they had to do it, but that's at the same point, it sucks.
Yeah, and I think that most of our listeners will have similar reactions to our stories, right? Just on social media, on their phone. What? No way. Really? What? Right? That was mine. I actually woke up from a nap to about five different text messages and group messages and whatnot. And then I was just like, what? No. Right? And I'm sure a lot of people will be able to identify with that. It's just, it's crazy that, and I think that there's not very many people that are not currently playing, right? If LeBron James, for example, or even, you know, Anthony Davis, for example, in basketball, just to stick on basketball, was to die, then you might see a similar reaction or one of very, very, you know, maybe more. But the fact that Kobe was so recently retired, so just out of...
It feels like he dropped 60 yesterday.
It feels like he dropped 60 yesterday. Hadn't even been inducted into the Hall of Fame yet. That was going to be coming up in 2021. So it just sort of felt to me a little bit like it, we were, you know, everyone, we're just getting robbed of this now this increasingly likable person, not player anymore, this increasingly likable person, and you what they were going to be able to offer the basketball and sports landscape moving forward, right?
You wanted to see Kobe sitting next to Jack at the Lakers games.
Yeah.
It was becoming more and more where you'd see Kobe and Gigi hanging out and he'd be dissecting the game
exactly.
In his eyes to her
exactly
because she wanted to be her dad.
And these were the, you know, the latest, you know, images of Kobe that we were seeing, right? The Kobe the dad, right? The Kobe the coach.
And he was like also like the brand ambassador, which is why like you saw guys like Neymar and like
yeah.
He had gone over to Europe to try to help build the game there. He was one of the first guys over in the Pacific, like
yeah, in China,
yeah, China and them.
If you ever want to see something crazy, YouTube like Kobe in China and the hordes and hordes of people.
Yeah, so it's like,
right.
I listened to a story today, and it was a reporter, and he was talking about how he went over to China or Asia for like a basketball tournament that the Team USA was playing in, and his cab driver that picked him up from the airport spoke broken English, and he just saw that the reporter was wearing like an NBA media pass. And he goes, Kobe Bryant? And he goes, yeah, like, I know Kobe Bryant. And the cab driver pulled off to the side of the road and started crying just because he met somebody
who knew
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So Kobe's – and, like we talked a little bit off air about the people who might have this same type of impact. And I've stated, I don't know if there really is anyone just because of the time frame, right? If this was to happen to Michael Jordan yesterday, the current Michael Jordan yesterday, of course it would be a big thing, right? But I don't know if we would necessarily see the call for games to be canceled or postponed and so on, right? Just because he's older, he's moved on, right? He was last in the NBA in 2003 or so, right? And no one really in the NBA has played with Michael Jordan anymore. There, of course, he still has deep ties into that.
I mean, there's Vince.
Don't get me wrong, sure, don't get me wrong. There's still deep ties of Michael Jordan. But just again, like I said, the recency, right? And we saw Tyson Chandler on the bench. If you didn't see that, it was Tyson Chandler.
Scott wrenching.
You know, just crying. You've got
DeMar
DeRozan.
Who looked up
to him.
Beal or McCall? Brad,
yeah, all the players, right? You had Tim Duncan, who's now a coach, who, you know, went against Kobe a million times, right? And he's just supposed to sit there
and try to coach.
So I guess that sort of can lead us into the next thing, is whether or not – did you want to say something else, or did you know where I was going with this?
I have an idea of why we feel like that.
Sure.
Because I think in today's day and age, it's not – we're all just watching our local team games.
Yeah.
It's so easy for you listening at home to be like, oh, I want to watch Lakers-Clippers tonight.
I'll just watch Lakers-Clippers.
We're so easily accessible to every player in all sports.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, you might have had to be in L.A. to watch the Lakers games. Or
on national television.
You have to wait for the national TV games. They're not like as big anymore because you can find them at any given point
exactly.
in time.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, very true. It's hard to say, and I hope we never have to find out what the reaction would be if someone like Michael Jordan or Wayne Gretzky would have died, especially in a similar fashion. You know, and I'm not wishing that on anyone, of course, but it's an impossible hypothetical to answer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that does lead me sort of into, and you know what, I'll say one thing too. I remember thinking yesterday, and I'll just admit to it, that it's crazy to say, I almost wished for a split second. I was like, man, like, I can't believe that this is going to be Kobe's, you know, legacy, right? We'll always remember Kobe. We'll remember him as the player, but then we'll also remember that he died in a helicopter crash at 41. And I remember thinking to myself, like, why couldn't this have just been another player, right? And then I caught myself thinking, holy crap, you know, you can't wish that. Of course not, right? But it's just sort of like, I don't want it to be this great player. And again, and this leads down a whole another road of how can I miss someone who I've never met, right? How can I feel such a loss for someone who I've never met, who I've never spoken a word to, and them to me? It's just interesting. It's deep.
So Jake's grown up with basketball his entire life and played it from a very young age. Basketball was the fourth of the four major sports I ever started liking. Mm-hmm. And it was when Kobe dropped 81 on the Raptors.
Sure.
And the Raptors weren't the Raptors from last year that won the championship. They were lovable losers.
Yeah.
They were
like this year's Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, I didn't care about Kobe.
This year's Charlotte Hornets. Has anything really changed with Hornets?
Yeah.
I didn't care so much about the Raptors losing, but it was fantastic. And I played video games when I was that age. Putting up 81 points in a basketball game, those are video game numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like that was my introduction to the sport, mm-hmm. and Kobe was my first favorite player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So now the question that I have is whether or not do we think that games should have been postponed? I know that the Denver Houston game started at 3:30 and news was starting to break around 3:00, right? So I can understand, if nothing else, that game should have been played. I don't know about the other games. What are your thoughts on this, respectively?
I think they should have been canceled. I think you've seen, unfortunately, a lot less result in cancellations across all sports. And I just think the NBA itself has put so much on mental health and preaching that and et cetera like that to then go ahead and force their players. I guess that it was forced, but someone had to play, right?
Yeah.
To go play that game when, like, it was everybody there. You couldn't put one. Like last night, if you would have looked at each team, there was someone who was just not emotionally ready to play.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, on every single team, because someone everywhere has something. Right.
Yeah.
So I just think what's one day, right, of moving everything back, or you can find an
you
extra
can find
thing.
A day.
No one's gonna be mad. Like imagine. Like, obviously, bearing the whole expense of, like, you flew in or something like that as a fan, like, you don't think a season ticket holder is not going to be like, I can't believe they canceled that game.
You'd give a refund and so on, and there's always going to be people who have come in from a different spot or place. If that's the case, though, I think that you can probably work with those ticket holders and try to find a solution. Like I get that it'd be a lot of work and so on.
I think that does warrant it, though.
Yeah, I think...
Agree with everything Lee said. Like in today's day and age, with all the mental health thing, and everyone was saying yesterday, even Kawhi Leonard said this is what Kobe would want us to be doing, playing the sport that he loved, he grew up with, Mamba mentality. Mm-hmm. No, it's mental health.
Yeah,
like in today, like the NBA is like supposed to be one of the most forward thinking.
Yeah,
leagues.
Yeah. I can understand the idea of you know this is what he wouldn't want the games to be canceled and so on, but it's not about him necessarily, right? It's about how you're supposed to be dealing and coping with this, right?
And that wasn't everybody either, right? Like, that was only a select few. Like, do you think Tyson Chandler after the game said that? Like, no, he wanted to be anywhere else.
That's just it. If there's, like, how can you, and I was watching the Raptors game, I watched that game, and I remember thinking to myself how, you know, near the end, because it was a close game, a one possession game, in the moment of the game, of course the players are thinking, I need to get around this screen, get the ball, make sure I don't get fouled, right? But then as soon as that game, I guarantee you, the second that horn blew, it's incredible. Back to reality.
Well,
boom, back to reality. Oh, my God, I can't believe that this is my reality still.
There's the video / picture of, like, Lowry and DeRozan yesterday, like, closely embracing, because they're still best friends, right? And
yeah,
it's just
of course.
Shattering, right?
Well, yeah, and I was watching the you know, going ahead and, you know, all the players embracing, right? And it was Mike Breen of the Knicks. He said, there's some days that players just don't feel like playing, and today's the day that I just don't feel like broadcasting.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just so distraught. I get that the world has to keep turning, but
I feel like
it's a tough one. It's a tough one. And again, this is a decision that they had to make bang, bang. Right? And
like, you had games tipping off at 4:30.
You had games
right?
tipping
like
off
of
right
matinee
away.
Games.
Sunday, they got
right?
the games all throughout the day.
Exactly. And of course, the you know, taking the 24-second violation and the 8-second violations, that was really cool and a really neat tribute. And
it worked out well.
I think that, we'll move on past this. I think that one of the craziest thing, and it sort of almost has already gotten lost, is that the night before, Saturday night, LeBron passed him, right? And you had all of this natural, organic praise for Kobe just because LeBron had passed him, right?
And it
wasn't because he had just died in a horrific helicopter crash. It was, I'm giving shout-outs to Kobe or people, you know, showing old videos and stuff just to remind people of how great Kobe really was.
LeBron shoes.
Mamba forever, and LeBron like giving that praise after the game, like literally like 15 hours before this went down.
It was like a long praise too. He went on for like 3-4 minutes about how like he like changed it, and like even. People were always like worried, like, what's Kobe gonna react when LeBron gets there, right? Is he gonna kind of be like the Jack Nicklaus of golf, where you like he doesn't really want to lose that title, but he like posted that Instagram saying like, congrats on what you're doing for this sport, et cetera, mm-hmm. like that. Like Kobe took it like they were. Everybody's like, yeah, like that's odd. Like to do that is crazy.
Just the timing of it is just so weird. And then
that was another thing that was like almost gut wrenching yesterday is when you saw LeBron leaving that airport.
Oh my god!
And like it takes a lot for like. Like I know, like Jerry said, like how you're so mentally forward thinking in the NBA, and that's like what they type are. It's good to show that type of emotion that like it's you don't have to be that stone house.
I think that really, if one team had just said, no, I'm not playing today.
If
it would have taken one general manager, one coach, or one star player, like it would have taken if the Lakers were supposed to play, and if he would have said no. Then I think all the games would have been canceled.
Yeah. Now on that a little, on the initiative of one owner, team, general manager, player, Mark Cuban,
yeah.
Yeah, comes out as the first team to say no Maverick will ever wear 24. Yeah. Now, do you see this as a trend either set by the NBA, or do you think this is going to be individually team by team?
I think it's going to be organic. I think it's going to be a domino effect, and you will see all 30 teams retire at least number 24. So I think that's what should happen. And Toronto Raptor Norm Powell, who's been on fire lately, has said, yeah, I wear 24 because of Kobe.
Because of Kobe, exactly.
I will gladly change my number
out
of respect for the loss.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if necessarily you do it. I don't know if you'd necessarily do it. I can understand why, but at the same time, let people wear your number in memoriam and you know as recognizing, you know, Norm Powell, that exact same example flipped around. I wear 24 because I want to honor 24. I want to play like 24. Trae Young last night wore number 8, like as a, you know, I want to really embrace
this is for
that.
You kind of thing.
This is for you. So, you know, I get that, you know, the number, maybe let the number sort of live on. And I saw actually a really, really great tweet. And, you know, it's, of course, a little sentimental, but, you know, it was about how you see Kobe Bryant everywhere. You know, you see it in Jason Tatum's footwork, or you see it in, you know, the way so-and-so dunks and things like that, that Kobe Bryant is sort of, like, all around you. And you know, especially because he would have those skills academies with NBA players in the offseason. And so by retiring his number, like, league-wide, that I wonder if that takes away a little bit of that.
I guess that's
I don't know.
Just the whole conversation on just retiring numbers in general,
sure.
Right? Like,
sure. But, yeah, I don't know if anyone moving forward is going to wear 24 just because that's their favorite number.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably going to wear 24 because that's for Kobe Bryant, right? And I'll just switch gears a little bit here, just talking about how Kobe had those skills academies and so on with NBA players in the summertime, right? And that's the thing is that he was really embracing that post player life, but like that's it just feels like such a robbery almost for basketball as a whole that he's no longer going like that's not going to happen anymore because there's only one Kobe. It's just that simple.
He was a different animal.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to disparage any youth level coach or college level coach or player, but there really is only one Kobe, right?
You don't see LeBron do this. And LeBron, you can say who's better than who, LeBron, Kobe. That's for a different day. But LeBron's off seasons are generally for LeBron's off seasons. He's not in the gym. He's not the first one in the gym, last one out. Like, I forget which player it was, but I read a story again yesterday about how a player on his team was going through a slump. And he went to the gym super early. Kobe was there. And 12 hours later, he leaves the gym and he goes, Kobe, what are you doing? He goes, I know what you're going through. You're going through a hard time, but I'm letting you know you'll never outwork me. I want to show you what it takes to be great.
Wow. Yeah, I heard one on the radio that when he was like a 17-year-old kid, just got drafted or something like that, there was a famous shooting coach that he met at a dinner. He said, can I work out with you while you're in LA? Shooting coach goes, no, my flight's leaving tomorrow at 9 a.m., da, da, da. Kobe goes, well, how about before? All right, so they figure it out, 6 a.m. workout. The coach shows up at 5:45. Kobe's already there, already in a full sweat, ready to go. And that's just, again, that sort of that moment mentality that you're never going to get back. I feel like, you know, we could talk about this forever, right? And this is without even acknowledging the fact that his daughter died, which is just almost too much to comprehend.
Yeah, like right? it's just
so much.
When the news broke out yesterday, it was just TMZ just reporting that
it was Kobe.
And then all of a sudden, like, there started being a little bit here and a little bit there that his daughter, it was almost like a moment of silence on Twitter where you're just like, please no.
Yeah, everyone right? just collectively holding their breaths.
And then that news breaks and it's just like, it's almost like the mental thing of just like picturing, unfortunately, that thing going down and just Kobe with yeah. his
well,
daughter.
I think ABC, they jumped the gun and said three of his daughters.
Yeah, I think they did too.
Were on the cop.
And that's the thing. I know places want the clicks or they want to break
the
news.
They want the first, yeah.
You got to make sure you have it right.
And of course they want that, but it's just whenever you mix journalism with business, that's what you tend to get, right? Yeah. But and you know, like I said, we had, you know, of course there was other people on this flight, right? And it's hard not to just talk about Kobe. It really is hard not just to talk about Kobe because like I said earlier, I feel like I miss him and I've never met him, right? I feel like I knew him and I never met him. I feel like all sports fans feel that way with at least one athlete to a degree, yeah. right? And so it's horrific. And, you know, there's so many tentacles to this, you know, the fact that he was, you know, where he was going, you know, to his daughter's game that he was coaching, that he was so much involving. And that was becoming, you know, he said on record, I don't miss going because I don't miss playing anymore because this is now what I do now. Like,
he gave it everything he had while he was there.
Yeah.
And then when he decided it was time to leave the game, he was all out.
Exactly.
Until Gigi.
Exactly.
She pushed him and he yeah. saw how much she loved the game. And I believe he was on Jimmy Kimmel once and he goes, so like everyone comes up to me and says, I need to have a son.
Yeah.
And 13-year-old Gigi goes, no, he doesn't.
No, I got this.
I got us.
Like, which is really cool and. Yeah, everything that he did, and it's the Mamba mentality that we all, you know, whenever someone says Mamba mentality, you know what that means, like, just all in, and it's, you know, he retired from basketball and right away goes and wins an Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
You know? I love you letter to basketball.
Yeah, like right away, and it's just, that's, he wasn't perfect by any means, nobody is.
No.
But to say that, you know, if you're going to give him anything, right, it's that he did everything he did with his might. You know, there was no half. There was no, I'm just going to go halfway and I'm just going to dip my toe in. Everything he did with the full extent of his body and he, if nothing else, you just have to completely respect that devotion to being great in everything that you do. Everything that you do.
Yeah, and that's not to take anything away, obviously, and we're not at all from the other victims there.
Of course
not. There was the Altobelli family, right?
Yes.
The husband, the
Jeff
wife.
Jeff McNeil was coached by him.
Yeah, right, and he was in MLB, in the same sense of the NBA, is mourning that loss too, right, just because. Mm-hmm. And there was also the Chesters. I think there was a mom and a daughter there, and then obviously the pilot, right, et cetera. So obviously, in the end, no loss is bigger than another loss, right? Those are
correct.
All loss, but that's the, I guess, an all around big point we're trying to make. We're not trying to say Kobe's loss is any bigger. Everybody
no.
feels through that.
Yeah.
I think maybe the best way, not to like wrap it up, but just maybe a couple memories we have.
Sure.
Down that way. I know yeah. we asked the Poor Sports listeners
yeah.
Some
kinda
of their
favorite. Yeah.
And maybe they'll coexist with some of our favorites.
Do you want to go ahead and read off?
Yeah,
what
so
we got?
Yeah, yeah, I'll start. So we had a bunch. And definitely one of the biggest ones was the Matt Barnes fake pass with the no flinch from Kobe that became mm-hmm. iconic. Mm-hmm. Right. That was also so cool. I remember seeing that all the time, because like I said, I wasn't the biggest basketball guy either, but like, let's say even back in the days of Vine.
Sure.
Right? Like, that was like one of the big things that was on Vine that we kept mm-hmm. going, just showing them just doing nothing. We had the, obviously, Jared touched on it, the 81 on the wraps.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's crazy. the last one we had from Instagram, because we had a lot of duplicates in that sense, was just been on the pod, Garrison Thomas, saying churn for and against him throughout the years, the elevation of the competitiveness that he demanded.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know if you guys have any of your own as well. I have one I can say, well, you guys maybe
sure.
think.
Go for it, yeah.
When he blew his Achilles.
Yeah.
And came out and shot those two free throws and then just hobbled out.
Yeah.
That was pretty
I don't think Klay Thompson does that last year if Kobe hadn't done it originally.
Yeah. I think to touch on the Achilles one, right, that sort of was like, you know, you knew he wasn't immortal, but you knew that anything that happened to him, he would come back from or do his best to come back from, right? And that's why this news was almost so crazy that, like...
It almost was like a dream.
It was almost like a dream. Like something you see in a video game kind of thing. Because he was, you know, to a degree larger than life, you know? He was... This couldn't happen to Kobe. Right, it's almost like he didn't exist on the same planet as us, almost, right? So for him to actually be susceptible to something just like you and us was, I was
crazy.
Well, there was also
humbling almost
when he threw his shoulder out and he's done. Like he throws his shoulder out mid game in a game they really need to win. He leaves the game, doesn't come back to the game, but meets with reporters after. And usually, an injured player doesn't meet with the media because they're going through treatment and everything. He comes out with a big backpack on, both shoulders, and he goes, I'll be fine. And media's like, huh? Like, you didn't come back, but you're going to be fine? You're wearing a backpack, so it must be fine.
Yeah.
Next day, Kobe, done for a season.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy, he was like trying to self-project.
Yes, trying mind over matter, right? Yeah. Just so mentally tough. I would say, aside from, you know, those just pure Mamba mentality toughness stories, there's when he scored 67 points on Dallas in three quarters, which is nuts. And then they took him out of the game. That could have been 100 points.
Yeah.
That could have been 100 points.
Yeah, you put Klay Thompson's one quarter in there.
Yeah.
And
it could 100. Have been 100 points. You know, and then there's just all sorts of different highlights, right? Kobe and Shaq battling with each other and then battling, you know, so like battling as a team on the Lakers, right? And then battling off. And, you know, you got to think Shaq must feel right now like, thank God I buried the hatchet with him.
That's exactly. I watched not a big interview, but it was about a minute and a half clip when they won co-MVP at the All-Star game. And Kobe said, here, give it to your son. And then Sharif O'Neal, Shaq's kid, he had messaged Kobe literally yesterday morning. Yeah. Being like, yo, what's up?
It's crazy.
And I enjoyed the whole, because we're in sports media. Like, the Kobe Shaq thing was one of the first things I remember going around talking to everyone about.
Yeah.
And then there was, in that same story, like, the self-destruction, when it was, I think it was the 05, when it was Lakers-Pistons.
Yeah.
And Kobe, or Shaq was, like, 9 for 10 for, like, 21 points in the first quarter. And Kobe, for the rest of the game, goes, yeah, Shaq shot enough. I'm just going to jack up all the shots now and not give Shaq the ball. And that was kind of the deterioration. And there's a big story about how the Pistons coach went into the locker room after that game and said, we're winning this series.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Kobe and Shaq
hate each other.
They're not playing together.
Yeah.
We're going to play together and we're going to win.
Exactly. And exactly. That's that Mamba mentality. Not saying he was perfect by any means. He was a human being, you know, be as it may, just like all of us. And there's He's a very unique character, you know, in a incredibly sad story right now. So, anyways, I think that just about wraps it up for us.
Yeah, feels like a hit home.
Because, of course, we could wrap that up. So, sadly, Kobe Bryant, dead at 41.
Yeah, we have one more little audio piece that we've put together to kind of commemorate Kobe's memory.
Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry I can't be with you tonight. However, I couldn't completely miss the chance to take a moment to share some thoughts with all of you. The lesson I cherish the most is how important it is to love what you do. If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you. I encourage you to always be curious, always seek out things you love, and always work hard once you find it. So with that, I'll let you carry on with your evening. Please know I'm thinking of you, supporting you, and encouraging you always.
And everyone is paying attention to Kobe Bryant.
They start with Shaq. He gives it to Walton. Here comes Kobe. Less than five from way outside. Got it! Oh, man! With 2.1.
Kobe Jordan. Kobe Bryant has it. Whatever that it is, Al, he has it. He has the ability to make big shots.
Azubuike kept it alive, but Kobe with the rebound. Spurs cannot buy a triple. Kobe wheeling. What a play to Turi off. And the foul.
Battier watching Kobe. Stooping, driving, and putting it in. How in the world did he do that?
He passed to himself off the backboard. That was a wide.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
I like the audience. Everybody's excited to see it. That's got to be good stuff. Well, you're beloved.
How you doing? What's going on? Everything all right?
Everything's yep. good, man.
Enjoying retirement? Is it fun?
I'm enjoying retirement.
I mean, I know you're doing a lot of other things, but... Yeah,
but it's fun.
Gotcha.
I'll get a chance to watch the game from
Sunday. Yeah, you're coaching. Yeah.
I am coaching. So
how many games in a row would the Lakers have to lose for you to unretire, for you to come back to the team?
I mean, if we got to 20, you would think about it, right?
They go 0-5
out
there.
You will think about it, huh?
Here you got a dribble drive, change of direction by Bryant. Slam dunk. There will be no charge because the man's in that new painted imaginary circle.
Woo! I think that's what the fans came to see. And you talk about elevation. Chick, he went up to the rafters before he decided to put somebody on a poster.